My background is I lived in Nevada in the 70s. I got my undergraduate degree at UNR. My daughter was born in St. Mary's Hospital. And my husband was working for a company that then transferred us to the Bay Area. A year after that, we started a company. It was a software company. So this is 1975. Most people didn't know what software was. So we started at the very beginning of that industry. Did it for 23 years. Grew the company into something that became very dominant in its business sector. And we're actually on a track to bring the company public when we got some offers to be acquired. They turned out to be better, and so we did do that. And literally a month and a half after the company closed, we were back in Nevada. We moved to Incline Village. And we've been there for 18 years. When we came back, I got engaged with UNR. And I've been involved with them ever since. I've been on a multiple of boards. Right now I'm on four. One is fiscal, two are academic, and one is sort of business development. It's designed to find research that's being done at the university and see if it can be licensed or commercialized. So it's sort of a way to put money back into the university based on the research that they're doing. I almost feel like I have been preparing for the Board of Regents pretty much since I started my working career. I understand business. Our company, because it started so early, never took any investment capital. So we ran it from our own finances. So I really understand how to budget and how to apply money to places that are really important. All my academic involvement has been board level. It's been the sort of thing that when I get onto the Board of Regents will be very applicable to what I do. It's a job that I really would like. I wish I could ask you to ask me questions. I understand that that's improper because I would love to hear your opinion. The Board of Regents, and I'm not Carol Perseid, is that correct? So she explained to you what the board is. It's a 13-body group that oversees all of higher education. There's eight institutions in the higher education system in Nevada. Two universities, UNR, UNLV, four community colleges, the State College in Las Vegas, and DRI, which is sort of an underappreciated, amazing institution. It does pure research. It's mostly environmental. It does things that are pretty much not done in other parts of the country. And it's a resource that we have in our state, and it's something we really should be proud of. The Board of Regents tries to oversee policy and budget. They look at each of the institutions individually. They have a separate committee that works with the community colleges. And so I'd like to kind of talk a little bit on community colleges, because they are turning into being a very vital force for workforce development in the state. They, of course, are bridges to the university. They have associate degree programs. But they're getting more and more into trade training, certification programs, things that the companies in the state that are moving into the state are really looking for. And I think you and Fernley are probably feeling, and if you're not feeling it yet, you will feel the impact of the Tahoe Regional Industrial Park and what it's going to do in terms of jobs and change of the economy. Yesterday, I hosted an event in Fallon, and we had Lance Gilman speak. And he talked about the scope of the project, the number of companies that are there, what they're doing in terms of jobs, what they're doing in terms of the community. For example, Switch, which is a data center, very large organization, they are putting in fiber to the state offices. They're putting it into schools. They're going to make it possible for people who are living in remote areas to be able to do online learning because they'll have a reliable connection. There's very exciting things happening in the state. There are issues as well with higher education, and one, of course, is cost. The governor has asked all of the institutions to submit a budget with a 5% reduction. So as it is growing, as there's more and more need for education at all levels, there's less and less money. And so it's very important for someone who's on the regions to really look at that and determine how how the money can be spent and should be spent. And I must say, because of my background, I really feel that I'm capable of doing that, figuring out what's important, finding ways to streamline administrative costs, consolidate costs, have public-private partnerships. Switch is a good example, where money comes in from outside to do things that are needed in the system that can be paid outside of the money that's budgeted for education. So I very much appreciate being here. I hope I answered a lot of the questions you might be thinking. I live in Incline Village, so I'm probably going to not stay for the entire program, but I would love to talk to you if you have any questions. I'll be in the other room for probably the next half an hour. So I thank you very much for your time, and appreciate the fact that you're all here. I think it's wonderful that you are looking at the candidates and making the decisions by actually hearing what they say.